Paul spent the rest of his life founding and administering churches. A variety of materialist explanations have been offered for his vision. One obvious suggestion is that heat prostration, aggravated by a sense of guilt over his extensive and essentially volunteer mission of persecution, had rendered him very suggestible. But the specific claim that Paul had epilepsy stems from his mention of a mysterious thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians 12, 7-9, plus the fact that he undoubtedly had a mystical bent. Saver and Rabin suggest that the thorn may be TLE, but epilepsy is among the least likely explanations given the word he used, scallops, thorn. Generally, a thorn in the language of the day meant a source of irritation rather than a serious problem such as an illness. More than 200 interpretations have been offered for the thorn, including homosexuality, bad eyesight, marsh fever, and poor public speaking skills. There is no independent evidence that Paul ever had any type of epilepsy. Joan of Arc, 1412-31. Joan was born near the end of the Hundred Years' War between France and England, which had devastated France. A pious peasant girl, she began to hear voices when she was 13, which she identified as the voices of saints and angels. They advised her to raise the English siege of Orléans and take the Dauphin, crown prince, to the traditional place of coronation at Reims to be crowned as King of France. Such a move would unite the French people around a workable government. Remarkably, by the time she was 17, Joan met these goals. However, she was later captured and sold to the English, who had her tried and burned at the stake as a heretic. Like Paul, Joan has been posthumously subjected to many diagnoses to account for her visions, including schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, tuberculosis, and of course, TLE. The sheer variety of diagnoses should arouse suspicion. There is much more documentation of Joan's life than of Paul's, if only because her captors were anxious to introduce evidence at her meticulously recorded trial to discredit her cause in the eyes of the French people. It emerged that Joan's complex lucid visions often lasted for hours, which rules out epilepsy. Hughes notes, "The possibility that Joan of Arc's voices and visions were epileptic phenomena has been considered, but clearly auditory and visual hallucinations are very uncommon in epilepsy. Epileptic phenomena are nearly always brief and primitive, like light flashes. The well-formed visions she described lasted hours rather than just a minute or so. Thus, the extremely pious and religious Joan of Arc likely experienced religious messages rather than epileptic phenomena."